Cooper.
Yeah, okay. You always say Mrs. Did you ever say Ms. Cooper?
I try not to.
Okay. Leaving us? Okay. All right. This is a name for a preacher, a general name. Let's say he's a preacher, really not trained to be a preacher.
Exactly, a preacher.
Man, that's the quickest thing we've got now. What do you mean when you say that? Is that
exactly to make your money?
It's an insulting term?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He doesn't get a membership. I mean, he doesn't become a part of a church. Not in a position, generally. You know, he's out there trying. But
can you have a jackleg anything else besides a preacher?
Mm-hmm.
Like a lawyer or a doctor?
Yeah, I suppose.
All right, another relation. What relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Aunt.
Specifically?
Your aunt?
Yeah, okay. All right, if I had an uncle named William, I would call him my...
Uncle William.
All right, and this is just pronunciation. If I had one named John, that would be my...
Uncle John.
Okay. The man who led the Army of Northern Virginia during the war between the North and the South, he was the commander of the Southern forces. That was... Okay, Robert E. Lee. What was his rank?
General.
Okay. In other words, you wouldn't call him Mr. Lee, you call him...
General Robert E. Lee.
Okay. What about the old fellow who established the Kentucky Fried Chicken business?
Colonel.
Okay. All right. And a man who's in charge of a ship. That's a...
Captain.
Yeah. Have you ever heard that term used as a term of address by any group of people to another group of people?
A group of people?
Or maybe one individual to another.
If the person's been in the military.
Okay. Do you recall ever having heard a black person refer to a white person as captain or captain?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of as a term of... Okay. All right. The man who presides over the county court, he's the...
Judge.
Okay, and anybody who goes to school is a...
student.
And a woman who types and files and does that sort of thing is
clerk.
Or?
Stenographer, no, it's one of the filing clerk.
She's a legal...
secretary.
Okay. And a woman who appears in movies or on stage is an...
actress.
Alright, and our nationality, anybody born in this country is...
native.
We're not Germans, we're...
Americans.
Right, okay. All right, these questions have to do with race. We got into this when we were talking about mulattoes and bright and all that business.
Continue.
Okay. Well, just general terms for the two major races. Say in the South not too long ago, there were separate facilities, restaurants, bathrooms, and so forth. One for the and one for
black and one for the white.
Okay. Now you say black. Would that term be preferred now?
Oh yes.
Okay. What terms would not be appreciated?
Colors.
Okay.
It doesn't bother me, but especially lately. Colors. They prefer to call black instead of Negroes. That's about it.
Okay. What about insulting terms?
Nigger.
Okay.
Spade, I think it's really bad. I think it's, you know, that's the only one. Niggers. A nigger.
A what?
Niggers.
Oh, really?
A nigrod. Nigrod. Nigrod.
Now, when you say niggers, what do you mean?
Some people in the process of trying to say nigger, they say niggers.
Oh.
Stubborn tongue, but I haven't heard it.
Oh, I see. What I thought you were saying was an insulting term for a female black. You weren't saying niggerist, like niggerist. Okay. That was just kind of an offbeat pronunciation for... Okay. Have you ever heard any other insulting terms? You mentioned spade.
I've heard that.
Or, you know, insulting terms used by whites.
I haven't heard. My husband said he was using the military.
Okay. You mind if I try a few out on you, just see if you
heard? No.
All right. Coon.
I heard that. Coon.
Yeah. Okay. Burrhead.
No.
Jungle bunny.
No.
Yard ape.
No. Yard ape sounds like a prison term.
Yeah. Okay. All right, now what about any, we were talking about Tiger Woods as a joking term that blacks use for whites. What about insulting terms that blacks would use for whites?
Crackers.